Now, surely.
I turned to Ned, who was sitting there with his head down and his hair hanging on his brow. I put my hand on his chin and tilted it up so he'd have to look at me. There was nothing else we could do, I said. You see that, don't you? For a moment he said nothing, and I was afraid. Then he nodded. I looked at Sandy Dearborn, but he wasn't looking at me. He was looking at Curtis's boy, and I've rarely seen him with such a troubled expression. Then Eddie started talking again, and I sat back to listen. It's funny how close the past is sometimes. Sometimes it seems as if you could almost reach out and touch it. Only who really wants to?